This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Ace Indian shooter Manu Bhakar secured the first medal for the country at the ongoing Summer Olympics in Paris today. Manu clinched the bronze in the final of the women's 10-meter air pistol event on the second day of the mega quadrennial event this afternoon. With the feat, Manu became the first Indian woman ever to win an Olympic medal in shooting competition. Talking to media shortly after the event, visibly happy, Manu said she put in a lot of efforts and is feeling great about her feat.
The entire team has worked really hard, and personally for me, the feeling is really surreal. I feel that I did a good job. I put in a lot of effort, and even till the last shot, I was just fighting with all energy that I had, and I'm really grateful that I could win a bronze for India.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian shooter for the opening of India's medals tally. Meanwhile, Ramita Jindal has qualified for the final of the women's 10-meter air rifles event. Arjun Babuta also sealed his spot in the men's 10-meter air rifles final. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu defeated Fatimat Nabah of Maldives in campaign opener of the women's singles. In boxing, Nihat Zareen sailed into the pre-quarterfinal of the women's 50 kg category. In archery, Indian women team of Deepika Kumari, Ankita Bhakat and Bhajan Kaur are currently competing in the quarterfinal. In table tennis, Manika Batra and Srija Akula proceeded into round of 32 of the women's singles following resounding feat in respective matches. However, ace player Achanta Sharath Kamal crashed out of the men's singles competition after losing 2-4 to Denny Kozul of Slovenia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today raised concerns over the drug menace in the country, saying that the government is taking effective steps to fight it. Addressing the nation in his 112th Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani this morning, Prime Minister Modi said, as a step in the fight against drug abuse, the government has taken a special initiative called Manas. He said the helpline and portal of Manas were launched recently and a toll-free number 1933 has been issued. The Prime Minister expressed pride on inclusion of Sharai Deo, Madam of Assam, in the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. National Handloom Day will be celebrated in the country on the 7th of next month. Prime Minister called upon people to upload their local products on social media with the hashtag #MyProductMyPride. International Tiger Day will be celebrated across the world tomorrow. He said unprecedented efforts are being made for the protection of tigers in case conflict arises between tiger and man. He said Kolhari Ban Panchayat is one such effort of public participation. Under the campaign, which started from Ranthambore of Rajasthan, the local communities have taken an oath that they will not go to the forest to cut trees so that a better environment can be created for the tigers. Speaking about the ongoing Summer Olympics in Paris, the Prime Minister said the mega quadrennial event is the flavor of the season in the world right now. He asked people to encourage players and cheer for Bharat. The Prime Minister also asked listeners to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with 15th of August approaching. The two-day conclave of Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of BJP-ruled states called Mukhyamantri Parishad concluded in New Delhi today. Addressing the valedictory session of the conclave today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, when the central and the state governments work strongly towards the coordinated efforts of public welfare, then the goal of a developed nation will be definitely achieved. BJP's Good Governance Cell Coordinator Vinay Sahasrabuddhe said in a press statement that the Prime Minister has asserted that the development of heritage as well as creation of heritage have special importance in the concept of developed India. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena has expressed anguish at the death of three civil services aspirants due to waterlogging in the basement of a coaching centre and that of another student due to waterlogging-related electrocution in the national capital. In a series of posts on social media, the Lieutenant Governor termed the incidents as unfortunate and unacceptable. The Delhi government has also ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, the summit clash between defending champions India and host Sri Lanka is underway at Dambulla. The women in blue have set a target of 166 runs. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, Indian Eve scored 165 for the loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka were 158 for 2 in 18 overs when reports last came in. The Indian side is aiming to lift the title for the 8th time. Meanwhile, the men in blue will also lock horns with hosts Sri Lanka in the second T20 international of the 3-match series at Palakkale in the evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.